Korean people greeted us as we marched down the Capitol and raised the American flag. The climate there was about the same as Montana, very cold in the winter. We played for troops and troop parades all around the country where they were stationed. The trains were always so crowded, people on the roof hanging on the side. They were coming from the north, moving beyond the 46th parallel. The whole country smelled all the time because of the honey wagons collecting human waste for the fields. I had a good duty there as band librarian and rehearsal setup. I stayed in separate quarters with the music, and we were not required to have an inspection every morning. I changed to play the trumpet as was needed. We passed the time of the winter signing up and taking GI classes in the school there. We had our basketball team, and we had a pool there left by the Japanese. There were many professional musicians in the group, including arrangers, singers, accordion composers. We had two dance bands, a small combo which played for the officers' dances. When I got my orders to ship out, that was 1946 in August, we left Pusan and landed in Oakland, California at night with no special greeting. We went to a friend's house for a home-cooked spaghetti dinner. The next move was on a train for Fort Lewis, Washington. It was processed in September 11, 1946, to muster out of the Army. I was given two months' time of leave before I was official. I had a train ride home. I was greeted by my dad's sister when I arrived. My mother was too excited to meet the train. My twin sister Anne, going to MSU College at the time, had me enrolled. After a few days home, I left for college and started a new life. College was very crowded with veterans. My sister found me a room upstairs downtown to share a room with others. We were on the second floor. We had a small room, and we shared a double bed with a stranger. His name was Bob Story. Later, I moved to 12th, and later, after that, I was able to go to 419 South Grand with Russell Bush, and we were the houseboys to work for our room and cleaning the yard and cleaning the house. I was still on leave from the Army. My sister Ann enrolled me in college. She signed me up for architecture, as she thought I might like it. The campus was loaded with veterans, and the housing was a problem. They even set up bunk beds in the basement of the student union. All classes were at all hours, 7 a.m. in the evening. I signed up for band and orchestra and continued that for 4 years. We went on trips during our spring break, had a great time with all of our friends. Architecture was located on the third floor of the Roberts Hall, where I spent 4 years there. I went to summer sessions to catch up on the credits and roomed with Rudy Audio at one time, and he was internationally known for his ceramic works. Anyway, I graduated in 1950 and worked for Eldred Moyle, ACM architect, and Charles Kessel. I also ran the new private office of Eldred Moyle and would visit us at noon. At 5 p.m., I passed my board exams in 1952, started my own practice 1960. My brother Ralph, who owns the Western Ironworks, there I had an office on the second floor. My first large project was a Crest nursing home. Others were Madison County Nursing Home. Courthouse remodeling in Sheridan after it was torched by an inmate. Other projects around Butte, which I can remember, I will name later.